Hi everyone, I'm Marcia Owen and I'm from North Coast TAFE, and I'm here just to share a little bit about the project that I did with Jeannie Smith and Cheryl Gibbs. And it's a project that was done or developed within general education, and it was the schools and workplace and training, is that right, Jeannie? Yep. And it's mainly for young people. So the focus of the project was working with young people, and particularly young people that are often defined as at risk or disadvantaged and often disconnected. So the project is called Look Smart, Feel Smart and Work Smart, and basically it was just looking at core skills for young people, the self-esteem, the communication, the presentation. And these are really basic core skills, but what I've found, you know, just in my experience, could we just pause it there? What I've found in my experience in working with young people, particularly at risk, is that they really do lack those core skills of being connected to themselves. And what I've even noticed here within the conference is that there has been a lot of talk about connection and how young people connect to others. But what I was finding with this project, and what I kept on reflecting about this project, is that there hasn't been any talk about connection to themselves. And this is really interesting because young people are constantly stimulated, and this is part of e-learning, is to engage them, is to interact and get them, you know, stimulated with what they're doing. And this is completely the opposite, because you're asking them to self-inquire. You're actually asking them to stop and to stop going outside of themselves to actually find out what's actually happening inside. So it's a really interesting process to bring self-awareness and communication and presentation to young people who aren't quite used to that. Does that make sense when I share that? Mm-hmm. And this is really interesting because this is what I've noticed when working with young people, particularly at risk, is that they mainly define themselves by what they're not. And even working with young people in high school, say this is the young person, but what I'm finding is that when I work with young people at risk, they define themselves by who they're not, or they define themselves through who they connect with or what they've done. So they have this definition of themselves here. And, you know, we can look at this, you know, even as adults, we recognise and define ourselves by what we've done, but not who we are. And that's a really interesting concept to look at this, because we're still recognising ourselves by the successes we have. You know, if we look at school kids, they're still defining themselves through being recognised through their grades, through how well they do or how well they don't do. Or, you know, if we go into adulthood, we're still recognising ourselves through our PhDs, through the books we write, through the papers, and things like that. So what I noticed was that there's a lot to do with identification and recognition. And what I found that young people were still doing things to seek approval, to be accepted and to be recognised. But they weren't connecting to themselves here. And this is a really interesting thing to look at, because, you know, with all this e-learning, with all this social networking, it is about connecting. It's about connecting with others. But it's outside of here still. So to develop content for young people to stop and come back to here and connect to who they are is really interesting, because they are used to stimulation. They are used to engaging outside of themselves. They are used to defining themselves according to what's happening outside of themselves, not what's happening in here. So it was interesting, and I'm new to e-learning. Unfortunately, Jeannie was on board to support me with the process. But it was, you know, how do I deliver content that's going to connect to these young people, that's going to connect to who they are and to develop that? Because really it's a great follow-on from what you guys did in your bullying project. It's all about here, you know, and building what's in here, not what's out there. And so it was interesting developing content that young people could connect to. But what I found challenging was that when you bring it back to here and develop content that gets them to connect to here, that makes them stop, that makes them feel, that makes them self-inquire, it's quite challenging. Because they're used to everything out there. They're used to defining themselves from their friends, from what's happening out there. So when I started developing the content, and it was simple. It didn't have all the bells and whistles, you know? And that's interesting, because we're here at e-learning where there's a lot of bells and whistles, because we're keeping up with all these bells and whistles. But when you're dealing with self-esteem, and you're dealing with supporting a young person to reconnect with themselves, there is no bells and whistles in here. It's just simplicity. And so that's a challenge in themselves, because they're so used to stimulation that how do you make them stop to feel and to reconnect with them? So this was a really interesting process. If you don't mind doing the next slide. Does that make sense, this, what I was talking about? Yeah, because this is key, and this is what we tend to forget about the most, is this, that we don't build this, we build this. We build on all our successes and how to be recognised and be accepted and to achieve things. But we don't build in here. We don't build here. So, you know, with self-esteem, a lot of the design and the content is very simple, but, you know, even developing the content, it was a matter of connecting to, well, what do these young people need? Not how can I pander to them or make things better for them, but what do they need? And a lot of it was just, you know, reminding them about themselves, about how to reconnect and what connection is versus disconnection. So there were three core units, which is the self-esteem, the communication, and the presentation. Could we just stop it there, please? Thank you. And if we can go back one. So, yeah, the content is simple. There's nothing to it, but it's true. It's real. And it definitely connects to the learner. But it's interesting because the content there, the content is a presentation, and the young person has the opportunity to connect to it or not. It's not about imposing a teaching upon them. It's a presentation. And if that young person connects to that presentation, they get it. It depends on how deep or where they want to go with it. Does that make sense when I talk about that? So that's what I meant by connecting. I had to feel, well, where are they at? What do they need? And the content naturally grew from there. So the content is about taking the young learner on a journey, and it flows. And it's a lot about self-inquiry, where they have to stop. And I did a trial with one young person, and, you know, he was talking about a choice he'd made, and he'd had a car accident. But he didn't want to feel what happened there. He didn't want to feel or take responsibility for the choice that led to that accident. But because I was there supporting him, he had to stop to feel and then take responsibility for the fact that he actually was disconnected, which led to that accident. But if he hadn't of inquired and stopped enough to feel the truth of what his actions were, he wouldn't have got there. And so a lot of it is about just, because they don't want to look at this. We don't want to look at this as adults, you know, let alone young people. So it really gets them to be quite honest with where they're at. And then, of course, to support that, we do have to be quite honest with where we're at to be there to support them too. It's a really interesting take. And it does provide them with the opportunity to self-inquire, to just stop, to be still, and to feel and connect with what's happening in here. And the design, of course, it was just simple. There isn't a lot of bells and whistles. There's a couple of bells and there's maybe a whistle. But, you know, there's photos, there's videos, there's activities and quizzes that reconfirm that content. But, you know, and just hearing from Andrew yesterday, there are things that I've certainly been inspired from the conference. But this is really important too, because this is a feedback from a 16-year-old boy who said, I learned it's really important to love yourself. This is a teacher asking him after he did it, what did you learn the most from it? And I learned it's really important to love yourself. And that's huge. And is that not the foundation that we're looking for? But this is what I don't see a lot of at all within education, because it focuses on what we are outside of ourselves and what we achieve and our successes, but not on building what's in here. Because we define ourselves by what we do, but we don't look at who we are and build from here. So for me, that was key. And yes, we did have lots of feedback from general ed teachers, and you know, some of the content will no doubt bring up stuff because it's not lineal, it's spherical. If you're used to teaching in a certain way, it's not about that anymore. It's kind of like this way. And so we got a few feedback that they wanted more interactivity and activities, which we are going to blend into it. But for me, you know, I need to stand quite steady with the way the content was delivered and the simplicity, and that there is something in that simplicity. And there's something even more in building this and developing this. And, you know, just to wrap it up quickly, there's been so much that we've learned from speakers, and there's so much change in technology and education, but, you know, there's a real difference in being able to use that technology wisely. You know, we can be clever with it, but it's another thing to be true with it. Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.